Good morning. So today's topic is going to be a halacha that appears in Hilchos Brachos in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet Yevov. And the question is as follows. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Gimel, discusses what to do about a bracha achroina on wine that is consumed during the course of the meal. We know that the bracha shelefaneha, the bracha rishayna that you make on wine is unique, the Bayer Pri HaGefen. And halach lamaisa, if you have a cup of wine during the course of the meal, even if it's a bread meal, the halach is it warrants its own bracha because of its chashivas, because it's considered a very prestigious type of drink. You make the bracha Bayer Pri HaGefen on wine that is consumed during the course of the meal. If I were to have, let's say, a cup of orange juice, I wouldn't make a shahakal if I'm drinking it during the course of a bread meal because the bracha famaitzi patters all of the foods and drinks that are going to be consumed during the course of the meal. The question is, what about a bracha achroina? What about a bracha achroina? So the halacha is that when it comes to a bracha achroina, the birchas hamazon that you make at the end of the bread meal patters wine as well, and there is no special bracha achroina that you make on wine, even though when it comes to bracha rishayna, it's considered unique and it does warrant its own bracha. When it comes to bracha achroina, it gets pattered by the birchas hamazon. The question is, what about wine that you have before the suda, before you wash? Before you wash and have bread, you have wine. Are you mechuyev to make a bracha achroina? Are you mechuyev to make a bracha me'ein shalosh, the bracha achroina of ala gefen, before going ahead and washing and beginning the meal? Or do we say that no, perhaps, just like we assume that the birchas hamazon patters wine that you consume during the course of the meal, so too the birchas hamazon as well will patter wine that you consume lifnei hasuda, before the onset of the meal, before you had a chance to wash and eat bread. That's the question. Wine that you drink before the onset of the meal, before netilas yadayim, do you make a bracha achroina on that wine before the meal? Or do we say that it gets pattered by the birchas hamazon that you make at the conclusion of the meal? So this is, in fact, the subject of a tremendous machlekes rishonim, a machlekes between the Rosh and the Ramban. Other rishonim as well weigh in on this, and the Mishnah Berurah assumes that the ikar l'halacha is that if you have wine that you drink before the meal begins, it does, in fact, get pattered by the birchas hamazon, and it doesn't require its own alamechia. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that we should be chayshish for the other shittas. We should be chayshish for the shittas that are machmir. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say by Kiddush, Kiddush is wine that is also consumed before the course of the meal. So we don't make ala gefen after Kiddush before the meal. It's not eaten after amoitzi, it's eaten before amoitzi, before netilas yadayim. So why does birchas hamazon patter it? So according to some Rishonim, it doesn't. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the first thing he points out is that l'chatchila, you should only have a kamale lugmav. You shouldn't have a full revius, because then you would not require to make a special bracha achrayin on it. So you should only have mali lugmav, roiv revius, and then your yaitze, your chiv of drinking kiddush, and you don't have the full revius, which would warrant a chiv of bracha achrayin. That's number one. And says the Mishnah Berurah, if in fact you did have a full revius, which many people do have, then you should try during birchas hamazon to lehedya have in mind that the birchas hamazon goes on that wine that was consumed at the beginning of the meal before the onset of the meal, to be chayshish for the rishonim on their whole, the birchas hamazon doesn't patter wine that is consumed shelifnei hasuda. Now, why should wine that is consumed before the meal get pattered by birchas hamazon, which is the ikar l'halacha? Why should wine shelifnei hasuda get pattered by the birchas hamazon, says the Mishnah Berurah? Because wine, even though it's consumed before the meal, is goyer your taiva for the achila. It connects to the meal. It connects to the meal because it has an effect of whetting your appetite. It's goyer your taiva sachila, and therefore it connects to the context of the meal, and that's why the birchas hamazon, which goes on the meal, as well covers wine that you drink before the suda, and that's why it includes the kiddush. Now, kiddush, you're drinking not legoyer ligror taivas achila. You're drinking because of the mitzvah of kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, others as well point this out, that the wine of Kiddush has another connection to the meal, and that is because in Kiddush Elam Malkum Suda, wine is supposed to be done in conjunction with the Suda, therefore it has a connection to the Suda, so Birchas HaMazon could pass through. The Mishnah Berurah says that wine is as well compared to schnapps. And just like by wine, if it's consumed shalifnei hasuda, we assume that it gets patered by Birchas HaMazon, and that's the Iker la'alocha, even though the Mishnah Berurah says we should try to be chayish for other shittas, but the Iker is that it gets patered. So too schnapps. Schnapps gets patered by Birchas HaMazon, even if you have the schnapps shalifnei hasuda, because again, it's geirer taivas achilo. It's geirer taivas achilo, therefore it gets patered by Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if you have wine before the Suda, plus you have wine during the Suda, or you have schnapps before the Suda, plus you have schnapps during the Suda, then it's certainly patterned by the Birchas HaMazon, because the wine shlifnei HaSuda and the schnapps shlifnei HaSuda connects to the schnapps shebaseich HaSuda. It's considered one large shtia, and therefore you certainly connect to the meal and you get patterned by the Birchas HaMazon. But we are going in a case where you didn't have any wine or schnapps during the meal, you only had it before the meal, so that's the machlokes rishonim. The ikker is that it's included in the context of the meal, and therefore gets patted by Birchas HaMazon, at least according to most poskim. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, this does not apply when you have other drinks. So if I have other drinks that I drink before Netilas Yadayim, before the context of the meal, they're not consumed ligur taivas achila, to whet your appetite, to connect to the meal, to get you hungrier for the meal. Rather, you drink it stam because you're thirsty. So it doesn't connect to the meal. Birchas HaMazon does not patter it. Birchas HaMazon doesn't patter it. You need a special bracha achroina on these drinks. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings chalkim. He says that Eli Rabba brings down shittas that hold that even by other drinks, if it's shlifnei hasuda, the Birchas HaMazon does patter it. But the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah says that halacha l'maisa, you do have to make a bracha achroina on other drinks when consumed before Netilas Yadayim, because they don't connect to the meal, and therefore Birchas HaMazon doesn't patter. Birchas HaMazon does not patter other drinks. That is the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the chaya yodam, if a person certainly knows that he drank water before the meal because he was too thirsty to eat, and he was doing it kedei to be whetting his appetite and enabling him to eat the suda properly, and he's not drinking because he's thirsty per se, then in fact, Birchas HaMazon would patter it, because then the shtia is l'tzoyer chachila. But in a stam case where you don't know for sure that the shtia before the meal is for the context of the meal, you assume that it's independent, and therefore Birchas HaMazon does not patter, you need a special bracha achroina on these drinks. And faket, says the Mishnah Berurah, if let's say you had some drink that's not yayin or schnapps, and you drank it only before the meal, and you forgot to make a bracha achroina on it, and then you had the meal, and you made a Birchas HaMazon, even b'dieved, you have to make now a bracha achroina on that drink. Because Birchas HaMazon didn't patter it, even b'dieved. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Birchas HaMazon didn't patter it, even b'dieved. You would need to still make a bracha achroina. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting suffix in the name of the Mogen Avraham. And that is, what if you had a drink before the onset of the meal? You had, let's say, orange juice before the meal. And you continued and you had some oranges during the meal. That's a suffix in the Mogen Avraham, whether Birchas HaMazon patters Bichya Gavna or Bichya Gavna, you still are mechuyev to make a bracha achroina separately on the orange juice that you consumed before the start of the meal. It's a suffix la'aloch. Now, what's the underlying point of contention over here? What's the tutzdadin? So the question is, do we say that since you started drinking the oranges before the meal and you continue during the meal, so it's one large shtia, it's a hemshech, it's a continuation, and therefore, since part of the shtia took place during the course of the meal, so Birchas HaMazon patters the entire shtia, and therefore you don't need a special bracha achroina on the drink because Birchas HaMazon patered it? Or do we say that no? The only reason why normally we have a svar that the drink that you have before the meal connects to the drink that you have during the meal, that's only if the bracha that you made on the drink before the meal serves as a poiter for the bracha that you make on the drink during the meal. So since they're being patered by the same bracha rishayna, so that bracha connects them, and therefore, just like the Birchas HaMazon patters the second part of the shtia, as well patters the first part of the shtia. But in the case of the orange juice, that's not what's happening. Because anyways, you don't have to make a bracha rishayna on orange juice that you have during the meal. since when it comes to shar mashkin, aside from wine, there is no bracha rishayna if it's consumed during the meal. So you don't need the bracha rishayna on the drink that you have before the meal to pater it. Because anyways, it's pater because it's during the meal. And therefore, the bracha is not a connecting factor between the two shtias of orange juice, and therefore maybe it's separate, and birchas hamazon doesn't pater the drink that you had before the meal, it only paters the orange juice that you drink during the meal. It's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, therefore, l'chatchila, you should try not to have a shear that would require a bracha achrina. If you're drinking before the meal, you should have less than the requisite shear to mechayv and bracha achrina before the meal. You should have less than the revius in order to avoid getting into the shiloh. That's the achrina of the Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting because the Chayei Adam says that in this case, there's an eitzah. If, let's say, you forgot, you did drink a revius of, let's say, oranges before the meal, and you had some oranges during the meal, and you benched birchas hamazon, says the Chayei Adam, what are you supposed to do about the bracha achrina on the orange juice that you had before the meal? It's a suffix, so you should make sure to drink more orange juice, another shear of orange juice after birchas hamazon, and then make a bracha achrina on that orange juice, and have in mind that it pater also the orange juice that you had before the meal. That's the achra, the itza, or the achra of the Chayei Adam, that if you're in this situation of suffix, where you drink orange juice before the meal and during the meal, and you didn't make bracha achrina, you already made bracha hamazon, you should have another shear of orange juice after bracha hamazon, and use the bracha achrina on that to pater the one, the shti that you had before the meal. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this eitz, which perhaps implies that he doesn't hold of it. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like he doesn't hold of that eitz of the Chayei Adam, and that's why he doesn't bring it lalach. But akoponim, this is the interesting halach that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch.